What's up, guys? We got ourselves a little bit of a bonus episode because it's 150 episodes in. We're going to test these guys' knowledge and see how much they know about these movies we've been covering. It's Bad Movies Rule. Let's go. All right, guys. So, bonus episode time.
Yes.
This will be coming out same time as our 150th episode.
Sweet.
And I thought, okay, well, what can I do? We're going to look back over, you know, one time we did a look back episode over the first 50 and we talked about who is our ultimate trash can, who, you know, out of all the movies. And since we didn't do that for the 100th, we'd have to look back 100 movies now. And that's a lot to look through and think about those things. So I thought what we would do today instead is let's play a game. You know, not Were You Paying Attention, which is a game we sometimes play on our Patreon about individual episodes. But this is something I think I've mentioned maybe before at some point. I love taglines from movies.
Okay.
Like we talked about with Jaws 2, right? Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, probably the most famous tagline of all time.
Okay? I think which they've used that in multiple movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sadly, nowadays, the tagline's kind of gone away. I don't know if you've noticed, but I look at a lot of modern movie posters, and there aren't taglines on movies anymore. But the good news is we talk about mostly older movies. So what I thought we would do today is we would go back through part of our
dialogue,
our past episode, whatever you want to
call it. Our archives.
And I pulled taglines from some of the movies that we've covered before.
Okay.
Some of them are very easy. Some of them are not super easy.
I'm going to get none of them.
And so what I thought we would do,
you'll be fine.
is I'm going to hit you guys with the taglines from these movies. And the first one of you to know it, okay, right now, I just should say who's here. We've got Ryan Farrell, the Human Movie Database over there. We've got Kurt Mummer. We've got the Manimal Bob Hauser. And we're going to also play this with our group that we've got coming in next week and put them together. So the second half of this episode is going to be with three other people.
Oh, man.
And they'll be doing it with other movies.
Good times. Come on, guys. We got to do this.
We got to win. We got to win our part.
We got to win. Come on.
I want to win. Okay.
We got to win.
Here we go. First person, if you know the tagline, you have to buzz in. But since we don't have actual buzzers, you buzz in by making the Arnold yelling noise. Okay, that's how you buzz in if you know what it is.
Fair enough.
All right.
Oh, just to hear Ryan and Kurt do this.
It's going to be terrible.
Give me a test one. All right, perfect. Okay, Kurt, give me one. All right, perfect. Ryan? Perfect. What are we talking about? That's good.
I deliberately avoid Arnold impressions because of how terrible I am.
I know, but everyone can do the yell, right? Everyone. Try it at home. It's fun. Okay, perfect. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, so it's just the first one to know. Okay, you ready? But you got to let me finish. Should we have it? Yeah, you got to let me finish the tagline, right? Right away.
I think you should have to finish it.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
We'll go.
Now, are these just movies we've done, or is this just taglines in general?
Okay. There have been episodes on the show before.
Okay.
So you have 150 options.
Actually, no, because not everyone had a tagline as I was going through.
Oh, that's also true.
So,
75 options.
Here we go. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes. That is not a tagline.
Out of the garbage pail and into our hearts.
Oh, sorry.
You gotta let me finish. Go ahead.
Garbage Pail Kids.
Of course, yes, it's Garbage Pail Kids.
What gave that one away?
Good for you.
You know what?
I didn't even let you finish. I apologize.
He just goes over the rules and he totally.
I want to hear the tagline. I want to hear it.
It's out of the garbage pail and into our hearts.
Beautiful.
Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Beautiful. And accurate.
I don't think so.
It was
not true at all.
Captain Martini, I'll never forget you.
Yeah. Why don't you take a little bit of a longer bath?
Oh.
Right. It's fine.
Oh, look at them toes.
Here we go. Are you ready for the next one, guys?
Let's go.
Catch the excitement, catch the adventure, catch the hawk.
Ow.
Yes.
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk is correct.
Yeah.
Nice job. Hudson Hawk, our second episode ever.
Man. Oh, wow.
I thought that would be easy.
I thought it was. I questioned it.
You just got to pull the trigger.
I know.
You got to pull the trigger.
You referenced it in Mummer Man.
Yeah, that was a group effort.
That's like one of my favorite lines from Rubber Man.
Yeah.
I want a bumper sticker that says honk if you saw Hudson Hawk.
That's true. That's true.
I dig dyslexic chicks.
All right, here we go. One for Bob, one for Kurt, zero for Ryan. Keep track of your own points if I start to lose track. Here we go. Evil gets an upgrade.
Blah.
Yes.
Isn't it Evil Dead 2?
Blah.
No reason.
Oh. Sorry, Jason X.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
That's yes. right.
On that episode. Yep.
Jason X. Oh. Evil gets an upgrade. Mega Jason.
Uber Jason is what they call it.
Would you like to smoke some pot?
Yeah.
Just the tree. The sleeping bag.
Nice
tree.
Job.
I love Jason X.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
No pun intended.
All right, here we go. Are you ready for the next one? Bob, you're doing really good.
Really well.
Oh. How come I'm beating
you
at this?
I'm going to punch you in your face.
If you can name the movie that's from.
Okay, I won't. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Right suburb, wrong planet.
Kurt. Urban Commando.
Say that one more time.
Isn't that Suburban Commando?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
I think he said Urban Commando first time. And I was like, what?
My voice was still repaired.
I thought you were going to get that one.
That's all right.
I think we're all going to get it.
I thought you were going to get that one there.
He was just first. Yeah. That's two for Kurt now. Nice job. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Alex Furlong died today. 18 years from now, he'll be running for his life. Alex Furlong died today. 18 years from now, he'll be running for his life. I love how it's devolving into just blah. Yes.
Is it Running Man?
No reason.
We haven't done Running Man. Yes.
The Wraith.
No reason.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh. Any guesses over there?
I got nothing.
It was.
Just say it.
I don't know. I can't think of it. I don't know.
Free Jack. The Emilio Estevez movie.
Yeah.
Was Free Jack. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's all right. That's a hard one. That's
I like it. I like it.
We got it. Can't just all be softballs here. Okay, here we go. Here we go, guys. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
When a girl has a heart of stone, there's only one way to melt it. Just add ice. Go ahead, Bob.
Cool as ice.
Good for you.
We don't even have it anymore.
Bob's looking around the room for the poster.
Yeah.
It's got to be over here.
Rima Williams doesn't have a catchphrase.
It was.
Street Fighter doesn't have
right here, where Hands of Steel was.
It was right. It used to be right here.
The strong arm of the law. That's why I didn't do that one, because that one's up there. Crime is a disease. Meet the cure. All that. Yeah. All right, guys.
Good times.
Good times. So how many points do you have?
Three.
You're supposed to be keeping track. Three? Two?
I have two.
Zero? I have zero.
All right. Let's keep this train rolling. I like that. They said the killer was better off dead. They were wrong.
Ah!
Ryan.
Is it Ghost in the Machine?
Oh, good for you.
Let's go. Ghost in the Machine. That Karen Allen.
Yes.
Starring amazing picture. Incredible.
It was a fun movie. It's a fun movie. I'll tell you. I BMR'd that one hard.
All right. Well, okay.
That's going in the soundbite machine. Yeah,
Karen Allen or the
Here
movie?
We go.
The movie.
Are you ready? In the future, one man is the law.
Oh.
Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Oh, he got his earphones off.
Judge Dredd, that's right. That's four for Bob.
Somebody's falsifying. It's impossible. I never broke the law. I am the law.
I love it. I love it. Crushing it over here, guys. Yeah, Judge Dredd, that was an early
episode 7
of the show. So this one's a hard one. This is it because it's pretty generic. Ready? The best just got better.
The best. Crickets over
just
here.
I'll just take a shot at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Perfect Weapon.
No reason.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What a tough one.
Yeah, The Best just got better. You can at least just take a stab in the dark with one of the movies that we've covered that you think it might.
Yeah, the 150 we've got.
Yeah.
Can I look on the Spotify and look at all the lists of movies?
If you want to.
That's going to take a while.
Go ahead. It's going to take you a while.
Man. The Best just got better.
Yeah.
That's like, it's got to be some type of, maybe it's a sequel. It's got to be a sequel. I don't know.
Do you have a stab in the dark, Kurt?
No.
You?
I don't. I'm brain just
Giancotta.
Blank.
No reason.
Dang it.
The correct answer is Firebirds.
Oh.
Firebirds.
That's right.
The Tommy Lee Jones, Nicolas Cage helicopter.
Because they were trying to play on Top Gun for that.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
That's all right, guys. We can't get them all. Are you ready for the next one, though?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Ready, Bob?
I'm ready.
Trapped in a world he never made.
Trapped
in a world he never made.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's getting a little
what
difficult
is,
up
what
in
is,
here.
There's got to be some Tron knockoff that we did.
You would think. You would think we've done lots of different things.
Trapped
in a world that he never made.
That he never made. See, right. That's so he's a creator.
Yeah, so let's think about what's a movie where we've done where someone's been trapped somewhere. Yes.
Waterworld.
What? An answer?
No, it was not an answer.
Any other ideas?
Waterworld was a good call.
No reason.
Not Waterworld.
Yeah, it's not Waterworld.
Any guesses, Kurt?
It Postman?
No reason.
Sorry. Do you have a guess?
Tank Girl.
No reason.
I'm sorry. No. The correct answer was Howard the Duck.
Damn it.
Howard.
He trapped in a world he never made.
Duck.
Yeah. Man. Kurt, should have been on that.
I know.
That's a tough one. That's a thinker.
I told you I'm not great at taglines.
That was a thinker. All right. Here we go. Ready for the next one, guys?
Yeah.
She did the laundry and washed the windows. Now she's going to clean up the streets.
I want to see this movie. That's an awesome tagline.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll start giving you guys hints just so we can get some
answers.
So we
got a badass female type movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, okay. This was released in the 90s.
Mm.
Oh. We didn't do this movie, though.
It was a buddy film in that there was two people. One was a girl. Yes. One was a guy.
We didn't do this film yet. Are you talking about Long Kiss Goodnight?
No reason.
No.
Okay, sorry.
No. But that tagline fits.
It does. That's what I'm thinking.
But that's not what it was.
Was it the one with Tom Selleck and her now?
Runaway?
Runaway? No.
No. This was a movie, let's see, that starred a big-time action star in the 80s and 90s.
I got nothing, guys.
One of the two biggest action
What's
stars.
What's the one you just did with Mel Gibson?
Yes, Bob.
Stop or Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, wow. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Hold on. That's the tagline for that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good gracious. Dang. And Estelle Getty.
We got two still and one.
I got one.
Never All gotten right. if it wasn't for the hints.
I got to get answers, so I'm going to start giving hints.
We got to go.
Okay. You should get more points if you just get it cold. All right. Here's the next one. Ready? Murder is forever until now.
That sounds like a Steven Seagal train wreck.
How dare you? How dare you when you see who stars in this movie? Yes.
This is Time Cop.
That's right. It's Time Cop.
Nice.
My least favorite Van Damme movie.
I said, how dare you? And you said, it sounds like a Seagal piece of crap.
Oh, man.
Hey. But
Bob's knocking it out of the park.
Bob's crushing it over
those
here.
Buns in that movie, though.
Yeah, those splits.
Man.
Maybe one.
All right.
Maybe you just want to chin wax a skateboard.
Here we go.
Wow.
A lost city, a man of destiny, a test of honor. Yeah.
The Quest.
Crushing it over here. Another Van Damme movie.
Another Van Damme movie.
The Quest.
I missed that one.
The Quest.
That was a JCVD directorial movie,
too. That's right. That's six for you now, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Keep it going, dude. Here we go. Ready? You guys, don't give up. Get on the board.
I'm trying not to.
I never give up, and I never surrender.
Deeds, not words.
Oh, God.
Deeds. Not words. It was emblazoned in a banner above. Yes.
Megaforce.
Dude.
Wow.
Did the thumb kiss and everything.
Yeah.
Megaforce. Deeds, not words.
Just nailing it, Bob.
Seven. I love this. That's all right. It's not over yet.
Well, I'm glad we're on your team.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the next one. The Siege. The Ordeal. The Rescue. The Siege. The Ordeal. The Rescue.
I mean, it sounds like cool things.
It sounds like La La La, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
No reason.
Yeah, no, sorry,
it's
no.
not.
The Siege.
The Ordeal.
Mm. This was an ensemble. I mean, there definitely was one star, but there was a bunch of guys. You could call them a team.
Wow.
Yes.
Delta Force.
Ha! All right.
So far, I've seen three of the movies that we've
watched. Well, someone's got to watch more of the movies that we talk about.
I love trash.
Here we go.
You should see his DVD collection.
Next tagline. A battle fought in the stars now comes to Earth.
Oh.
Last Starfighter.
Last Starfighter.
No reason.
Blah. Oh,
Kurt. What?
Galaxy Quest.
No reason.
Oh.
Battle fought in the stars now comes to Earth.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not.
Kurt.
Masters of the Universe.
Oh, yes,
dude.
And to think about it, I was like, son of a... It is
a
like,
poster
Kurt,
out
come
there.
On, dude.
Yeah.
That's your movie.
I know. I got it. Calm down.
You got your third point.
I got it.
You got your third point. He's creeping.
I miss Howard the Duck. I got you, man. We're talking.
We're doing okay here. They say there's nothing new under the sun, but under the ground.
Ah!
Kurt.
Tremors.
Four, baby.
That's it. You're at four. Very nice. See, now he's pumping them out.
Absolutely.
He's catching up, dude.
We're on a team.
What are you at? Seven?
Here we go.
We're on a team.
No, you're going against each other.
Oh.
And also
a team.
Everyone else.
As a team against each other, oh, yeah, against okay. the other team. So here we go. No
Sorry.
Worries.
All right. Sure.
Full scream ahead. Full scream ahead.
I take a hint.
You don't even want to try without a hint.
Yeah, full scream ahead, isn't it?
It's a horror movie.
Well.
Okay. Well, obviously.
Is there a train involved?
The funny thing is, no.
Man.
But there is, it is about another mode of transportation that's not.
Oh.
The horror movie.
No.
Bob.
The Wraith.
No reason.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Full scream ahead.
I'm going to take a guess, but
Yeah, go ahead.
It was the one with Dan Aykroyd and John Candy. What the heck was that
Nothing
called?
But Trouble?
Yes, Nothing But Trouble.
No reason.
Oh.
Sorry.
Full scream ahead.
Full scream ahead.
A
horror movie that by all probability should be about a train.
But it's not.
But it's not about a train.
It's
but another
got some horrible CGI in it. Some terrible one-liners. It involves another mode of transportation that's not a car or a train. So think about horror movies that have taken place on other modes of transportation that we've talked about.
La.
Bob.
Deep Rising.
Oh, good for you.
Deep Rising.
My brain. I'm
wow.
Sorry.
Full screen.
That's the tagline for Deep Rising?
Yeah.
Wow. You should just say, let the bullets
I'll tell you. And I'm a fan of Deep Rising, too.
I love
too.
Deep Rising.
I really like Deep Rising.
R.I.P. Treat Williams.
Some
R.I.P.
Good stuff. All right, so that's eight for Bob, four for you.
Yes.
I got one.
That's all right, Ryan.
I'm proud of my one.
Here we go.
Because no one got Ghost.
Because there's only, let's see, there's only five left.
That's all right.
He's the first hero for the 21st century, and he's our only hope.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's post-apocalyptic.
Oh, La.
Cyborg.
You got to actually give me
La.
Yes, let's hear it.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
I'm even thinking like I know I heard
Even if
before.
I get the rest of these, I'm not going to.
Nine. Here we go. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
He's heaven sent and hell on wheels.
Wow.
Bob.
Wraith.
Oh, good.
Finally, he's
for
been
you.
Saying the Wraith. And I'm like, I know that one's the Wraith.
So did I get it right?
Yes, you're at nine.
Cool.
You're at nine. Nice job.
Three more.
One man walked in off the horizon and hope came with him.
Oh, God.
That's not going to qualify. Okay, yes.
Waterworld.
No reason.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry. It says he walked in off the horizon, not boated in.
There's no land in Waterworld.
I thought walked in off the horizon like he just came off his boat and walked. Yeah. And hope. Never mind.
I got you.
He floated in the horizon.
Any guesses? It's also a post-apocalyptic movie. Yeah.
Is it The Postman?
Oh, good for
good
you.
Job,
nice
man.
Job, Farrell.
Man.
The Postman.
Yeah.
All right. Way to make this. You can get these last two. You'll be tied with Kurt.
There we
that'll
go.
That'll be way more respectable than being at two. Okay?
Thanks.
Fear not the weapon, but the hand that wields it. This is a hard one. because I don't think people even remember we did this movie, and I loved this movie.
So it wasn't Laser Blast.
No. No. Fear not the weapon, but the hand that wields it.
Conan. Sorry, yes. Conan the Destroyer.
No reason.
Okay. No.
Hint.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
So, hint. Okay, so it was a newer movie. It came out in the 2000s, I think. Maybe 2010, maybe 2011, 2009, something like that. Graphic novel style, the way it was shot. Very bloody. Yes.
Pilgrim versus the World.
No reason.
No. It was a revenge story. Yes.
Ninja Assassin.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. Assassin. Good one.
I was
good
just about to say we have an award named after the main character.
Yes, the Rain Award. The
Rain Award. That movie slaps. Did any of you ever go watch that movie?
That movie's great.
James McTeague.
Go watch. Have you seen it?
No.
Go watch Ninja Assassin, dude. Good stuff. All right, final one. Are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ultimate American Fighting Machine is back.
God.
The Ultimate American Fighting Machine is back.
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
Yes.
Street Fighter.
No reason. Mm.
Sorry. That's not correct. Yes.
American Ninja.
No reason.
Okay.
Yes.
American Ninja 2.
That's
is
fantastic.
Back is back is the operative part of that statement.
That's funny.
I just wanted to win the last one.
I
That's
appreciate
all
that.
I wanted.
So but good. Final score is 9-4-3. So all together, guys, you've got 16 out of 22 taglines. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Better than the DCEU.
We'll see. We'll see how the other guys fare.
We'll see how they do
when they come in with their,
going
next,
down, sucker.
Their next batch of taglines. We'll see if anybody beats Bob's 9, or if together they can get better than 16.
Right.
But I'll give them 30 chances. So instead of 22, so they'll probably do better.
That's cool. Giving them 30 except the 22.
I'm just kidding. Thank you guys. We're gonna time travel here because it's gonna cut right into the next group of guys. But hopefully they're not as good as you. All right, so now we've just time traveled here a bit, and I know we're here now with three new people, even though a second ago, Bob and Kurt and Ryan Farrell were here. Now it's Clint
I'm
and
Bob.
Mel, and you're going to be Bob?
I'll be Bob.
Do you want to be Farrell?
Sure.
Because you're already a Ryan?
I'm already a Ryan.
And then you're Kurt Mummer, Mel.
Hey!
Sorry, that's my best Kurt.
No, it's all good. We just got done recording for the next episode after BVS, Dragonheart, coming up here on Friday. And I wanted to get you guys in on this action.
Hey, that had a crappy child actor in it.
Yeah, it did.
That was actually like 22.
The guy sitting in the middle of the field.
Oh,
boo.
That's right. We had the...
Boo! Yeah.
The
hey,
poor
father,
kid in the
father,
middle of the
look.
Field.
All right. Yeah. That episode hasn't come out yet, so let's not spoil all of our...
But Dina was hot.
The three good jokes that we had. So I think what we want to do here is just continue. Those of you that are already listening already know what's happening, but I'm explaining to these guys. We are doing a new way to look back at our old episodes in that we have here a contest. I'll tell you that the last group, Bob got 9, Kurt got 4, and Farrell had 2. So that, how many does that add up to? 15 they got out of 22 here.
Wow.
I have more taglines. These are taglines from movie posters of movies that we've covered.
Farrell got 2.
He only got 2.
Yeah, and you're going to have to rethink that human movie database.
Some of these are super easy, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys the tagline. For instance, Jaws 2, which is not in here because this is too easy, was just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, and you would know that as Jaws 2.
Waterworld.
No.
Oh.
And so these are all movies that we've done on the show. Okay, you're going to hear the tagline, and to ring in, just like the previous group did, all you have to do is you have to make the Arnold noise is you're ringing. Exactly, and that's how you ring in to get your answer in, okay? So 9 is what you have to beat if you want to beat Bob, but collectively as a group, if you just want to be better than the last group, you got to do better than 15,
okay?
So I think you guys can do
doing better than 15, that's great. Out of 25, you said?
22 or 23 or something like
that. So, like... If I were to get it wrong,
Do we miss it, or do they get to go?
They can still go.
All right, cool. So, like, as a group, we can still do it right. Gotcha.
Yes, correct. So, if you get it wrong, they still have a chance to go,
got the save.
And ring in and get it. So, it's you know, it is what it is. All right? You guys ready to do this? Obviously, as before, if you get it right, you're going to hear,
oh, good for you.
And if you get it terrible.
Wrong, you're going to hear,
no reason.
Yeah. Occasionally, I play something else, but you'll understand what I'm doing here. Why do you feel like you're going to do terrible? Ryan Farrell did terrible and Bob did great, so anybody can dream.
Bob's amazing. I'm trying to be Bob now. There's so much pressure.
There's a lot of pressure. No,
you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. I have all the belief in the world in you, Clint. Okay, what a better way to celebrate 150 than showing we know nothing about the movies we've talked about.
Exactly.
Like, hey, 100%.
I hope to God that you guys are not coming to us for actual advice on movies to watch.
Or any kind of expertise.
Oh my goodness.
All. None whatsoever. That's why I say we're the worst movie podcast ever recorded. All right. Are we ready? I think you're going to get this first one, Clint. My money's on you for this first one. You don't even know what it is yet. The other thing I should say, I told them, you got to let me finish the tagline before you ring in. All right. So here we go. In the year 2000, hit and run driving is no longer a crime. It's a sport. Yes.
Death Race.
Oh, good for you.
There we go.
Technically, Death Race 2000.
That's fine. But look, you got a point. And you were so worried.
I'm still totally worried.
That was that movie with the hand grenade.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yes, yes.
Of bad movies.
That's what I'm saying. All right, you ready to get ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Some say he's nuts. Some say he's bolts. But can he make it in the big, bad city? Can he make it in the big, bad city? Some say he's nuts. Some say he's bolts. But can he make it in the big, bad city? Think about the movie.
Short Circuit 2.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Good
I had it
you.
With you right there. It's like,
that's right. Short Circuit 2. One for Ryan Mueller.
I was trying to go through the movies we've done. Because I wasn't on that one.
Robots.
I know. This is, now you're going to have an advantage if you've paid attention to the movies you weren't on. Here we go. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Careful where you tread. Yes.
Rubber.
That's right.
I was on that episode.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, man. Yeah, so we got two. We're three for three here, guys. You guys are killing this. Killing this. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready for number four? You guys are smoking hot right now. He may be blind, but he don't need no dog.
Blah, 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 blah.
Clint.
I know it.
Go ahead.
Blah, blah, blah. Blind Fury.
It is Blind Fury.
Oh, good for you.
There we go.
Here. Where's he at? No.
No, there's not.
I did the map.
I didn't do the ones on the wall.
I was like, I know this movie. I did. I was on this one. What was the name of it?
Blind Fury.
The Guardian of the Future is much more than a man.
That's right.
I was going to say pedophile.
Oh, yeah. All right. So four for four. We got 2-1-1. All right.
Great job, Mel.
Good job, Mel. His nights are filled with fast action, hot music, and beautiful women. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Yeah.
Johnny Dangerously.
No reason.
No, I'm sorry. Huh. Good guess, though. Good guess. His nights are filled with fast action, hot music, and beautiful women. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Let's think about movies we covered where there was hot women, hot music, and fast action.
Oh!
That's all right. Now he's thought of it.
No.
Anything?
Drawing a blank.
No reason.
All right. The correct answer was Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I wasn't on that one either.
Roadhouse. That's all right.
I knew it at that point.
Yeah, no, it's all good. That was your guys' first miss. You guys are doing good.
All right.
Way to go, Mel.
Way to screw us over there by guessing too early.
That's all right. Here we go. Are you ready? Number six. What Stripes did to the Army and Police Academy did to law enforcement, these guys do to scouting. Yes.
The troop number, I don't remember. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
Wrong guys.
Oh, good for you.
Wrong guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
The stupid boys. I remember that.
Guys, it's the wrong guys.
Because we specifically even talked about that as like, here's the tagline for the thing off the poster. Two other movies you'd much rather watch.
That's right.
That's the wrong not, you guys.
That's right, you guys.
Huey, baby,
finger to the brow,
baby Huey,
mister. Finger to the brow. All right, so it's 2-2. Clint and Ryan are tied.
I'm terrible.
Mel's got one. Hey, You're not terrible. Farrell got two. You're already at where Farrell was. And yeah. We just started.
The human movie database.
Please,
we are
here
already
we go.
Tied.
In Brightest Day, in Blackest Night.
Blah.
Yes.
Daredevil?
No reason.
No.
That was a good guess. You're on the right path.
Elektra?
No reason.
No. Any guess from Mueller? Who was on this episode?
Do I need to ring
seconds.
In?
Five.
Yeah. Batman and Robin?
No reason.
I'm sorry. It's incorrect.
It was a Batman movie.
No. It was Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
I've never seen it.
It was part of Green Lantern's
I don't think anybody's ever seen it.
Thing that he said. Remember? In Brightest Day and Darkest Night.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never seen
Green Lantern. That's all
right. That's Green. A long time ago.
Lantern.
It was an eternity ago.
And that's a long time.
Long time.
All right, here we go, guys. You got this. Don't lose hope. Two guys trapped in one body, both in love with the same girl.
Blah?
Yeah.
Me, myself, and Irene?
That's right, buddy.
See, Arnold was really inquisitive that time.
Arnold. Me, myself, and Irene. That's three. You've already beat Farrell.
Nice.
Look at this.
F that guy.
Look at us go, guys. All right, here we go. He's out to prove he's got nothing to prove. This one's a little harder because it's vague. He's out to prove he's got nothing to prove. Let's see. It's definitely a movie that I think two of you, if not all three of you, this might be the panel from that movie, but I don't. I'm giving you too many hints.
That doesn't help at all.
He's out to prove he's got nothing to prove. Right now, the people at home are going, come on.
I know it, too. I know they're just so angry at us.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool as ice.
Negative.
No reason.
No. Cool as ice. Yeah, girl. No, yep, cool as ice was, we did that on the last one with earlier this episode, or it was like, only way to thaw a girl's heart, just add ice or something. I don't know. It was like some stupid, you know.
Nailed that. I would look at the wall for it, too.
You would have had that was there. Yeah. All right. If there's no guess, the correct answer was Napoleon Dynamite, you guys. I think this was the panel.
Napoleon Dynamite. I was not on it.
You were on it.
You were.
Chickens have large tits. This was the panel for Napoleon Dynamite. And you guys didn't get it. I love this show. All right.
I've never listened to the episode.
I do. All right. Ready for the next one, guys?
Hit me.
Dead by Dawn. Dead by Dawn. Yes.
Werewolves Within?
No reason.
Ooh, no. That was a whodunit with teeth, but I didn't put that one on the list. I think that would have been really obvious. A whodunit with teeth.
Yeah.
It's one of the only whodunits we've ever done. Any other guesses? Now that you know what it is? Yes.
Nothing but trouble?
No reason.
Sorry, no. Any guess on your side?
Dead by Dawn.
Five. It's Evil Dead 2, you guys. Dead by Dawn. Dead by Dawn.
That was on the poster?
Yes. That was the tagline underneath the title.
I got to start looking at movie posters.
Was that what you were going to say after the fact? Because you looked like you had a look on your face.
I was going to mess it up again.
All right. That's all right, guys. Look, we've fallen off a little bit,
but we're
still here. Three for Clint, one for Mel, two for Ryan Mueller. Here we go. After a day they can't remember comes a night they'll never forget.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Dude, Where's My Car?
That's right. Dude, Where's My Car? Nicely
done. Lily was here for that.
She was here for that. That's true.
I forget who else. Sorry.
Joe was in for that one. Remember? Splinter.
That's
right. Yeah.
You got a splinter.
Yeah, that's the one joke Joe came up with.
The wager between heaven and hell is on earth. Yes.
Constantine.
Oh, good for you.
Now we're cooking with gas. Here we go. Now we're cooking. Three for Mueller, four for Clint. Mel, we got to get you at least past Ryan Farrell, okay? We got to do it because I want Farrell to be last so badly. You don't even know, okay? We're going to get you there. Here we go. He's under siege and out of control. What?
Under siege too?
No reason.
I think that would have been too on the nose. But a good guess. He's under siege and out of control. And he also has Bruce Campbell as a buddy of his in this movie where he's on a boat. Yeah?
Would that be Kelsey Grammer in...
Kelsey Grammer in what?
Oh, no, it's McHale's Navy.
Oh, good good for you.
There you go. I'll give you that one, buddy. All right, we got to get you to two. All right, you're at two. Right. McHale's Navy is what it was. Yes, correct. Come on, guys.
Never saw it.
All right, here we go. Always use the right tool for the job. Always use. It was bigger than the title of the movie on the poster. Always use the right tool for the job. This is a movie had a job that needed to get done, and he had to make a tool to do the job because you got to use the right tool to do the job. I don't know other ways to say it. It's a movie we covered, and you were on.
I remember talking about it. I don't remember the name of the people that were in the shows I was on.
Any guesses? Take a stab in the dark. Yes.
Rolling Vengeance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good for you.
Rolling Vengeance.
Oh, I was picturing the truck in my head. I'm like, right. What the hell is that movie title?
Yes. Is that how you guys are four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four and four and two. I love it.
Man.
Rolling Vengeance.
I just...
That's all right. I didn't get Napoleon Dynamite. I was on that and dressed up for the whole freaking thing.
The whole thing. It's all good. Don't worry. Mel, you got this one, dude. You were on this one. Okay?
That doesn't help.
It does. You got this. You got this, man. Here we go. They did more than dare to dream of freedom. They dared to fight for it. They did more than dare to dream of freedom. They dared to fight for it. Think about a movie where people weren't free and they fought for their freedom.
With Bodhi?
I don't know. Is that a ring in? You got to go.
No, because I don't remember the name of it.
What was the name of that movie? Yes.
Solar Babies.
Solar Babies.
I was about to say Showgirls.
You were on that too.
I was on it too.
That's right.
I'm like going through. I'm like.
All right. So you had five.
I remember Bodhi at least.
Yeah. You did.
The disembodied glowing ball.
All right. Here we go. This is the most generic tagline out of all of them.
Awesome.
An action adventure romantic comedy spy story.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah?
Spy Hard?
No reason.
Sorry. It's a good guess. Feel free to guess again, even if you get it wrong.
We already said Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes. An action adventure romantic comedy spy story.
Johnny Dangerously?
No reason.
Sorry, no.
No spies.
No spies.
I've never seen it, so.
Oh. There's, I think, only one spy movie that we've done.
Spy Hard.
No, two spy movies that we've done. That doesn't count for anything. Any guess over there, Mueller?
Ernest no. Goes
Five
to
seconds.
Moscow?
No.
Drawing a blank.
Four. Three.
Ernest Goes to Moscow.
Two. One. No. Condor Man.
Oh.
Condor Man.
Fun for that one.
Was an action-adventure romantic comedy spy story.
You know what threw me off was the romantic comedy piece.
Yeah, I got you.
I would have never known there were spies in that.
I either.
Yeah. I was thinking it was like an Eagle
We're
Man
just
commercial.
Gonna move on here. Here yeah. we go. We got this, guys. I'm not losing faith. 5-4-2 right now.
I'm losing.
He was a small town boy with big time dreams, but in his wildest dreams, he never suspected that tonight he would become blank, 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 which is the title of the movie. He was a small town boy with big time dreams, but in his wildest dreams, he never suspected that tonight he would become. Yes.
Santa with muscles.
No reason.
I wish. What?
Last Starfighter.
Oh, good for you.
The Last Starfighter. Correct, man. Nicely done.
Killing it, bro.
Six over here. Killing it, dude. Also, Ryan Matala continues to be wrong about Last Starfighter
yes, he
being
does.
Bad.
Totally,
all right.
Totally wrong.
Next one is a short one. Retirement is for sissies. Retirement is for sissies. Yeah.
The Last Stand.
Yes. Great movie. Great movie.
Retirement is for sissies. Yeah.
I think that's the first one we had a unanimous good movie.
Across the board.
The first one, yes.
Yes, it was awesome. So that's 5-5 now. You guys are tied.
No, he had 6.
Oh, you have 6. Oh, my bad. My bad. All right, 6-5. We're not out of it yet.
I was just tightening it up.
How many does Mel have?
3, 2, 2.
So we're up to 13.
Plenty to go. Mark just found out his one-night stand has been around for centuries. Yeah.
Love Bites?
No reason.
Oh. Sorry.
Blah.
Yeah.
Once Bitten.
Oh, that's right. Good for you.
I was trying to Curry's movie.
I was trying to put it together. Yeah. I couldn't think of the name of it.
That's all right.
I couldn't
remember.
7-5.
Two said Love Bites.
Two. Here we go. A hit with a twist.
Blah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with The Big Hit.
Oh, good for you.
It has to be.
Yeah. The twist was jamming her hand in a chicken.
It's true. That's true. All right,
elbow
so
deep in a chicken.
7-6-2. Here we go. Mel, we just got to get you one more to beat Farrell, okay? We got. I know you've known some of them. It's just been about the title, right?
Yeah.
So we got this. Here we go. For the break of your life.
Break.
For the break of your life. Yeah.
Breaking?
I just keep thinking of peaches.
Peaches. So we got 8-6, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Two. Killing. All right, here we go. What if you discovered the most dangerous man in the universe was you? What if you discovered the most dangerous man in the universe was you?
I know the movie. I just can't.
All right, just empty your brain and just picture the poster.
Jet Li.
And what is the name of it?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The one?
See, Mel continues to help you guys think with Love Bites and Jet Li. He's helping you guys get there. We got 8-7.
And
here we go.
Two with two assists.
And two with two assists. Now, that's at 22, which is how many they had. So I get more in here for you, but to apples to apples, you fell short of Bob by one.
Yep.
But combined, you have beaten them as a team. So give it up for yourselves.
There it is. And honestly, three of the ones I got, he was on the top of. I wouldn't have gotten the ones you got.
And you said we've got one more, right?
We've got
one more. It's going to be a layup
five
here.
More. Five
okay,
more.
Good.
Five more, but I wanted to do an apples to apples.
If it's a layup for Mel, we're going to back out so he beats Farrell.
Here we go. The trap is set. The game is on. Super generic. The trap is set. The game is on. Game being the operative word.
Mm-hmm. And I can picture it in my head, but the words are not there for the title.
I read your letters, convict. Don't play no blank blank with me. Charlize Theron in a pool.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck in some pecan pie. Don't play no reindeer games with me.
Never seen it.
Reindeer game.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Yeah, I watched it. That's why I was picturing it.
That's all right. That's all right.
Gary Sinise.
America's maximum assault force is back in action.
Blah.
Yeah.
Mega Force.
No reason.
No.
Yeah. Delta Force 2.
Let's go.
I just had to get the Megaforce out there.
That's three.
No, Clint Bush with an assist.
Nice. We got three more, you guys. It's not just a game anymore. It's not just a game anymore. Yeah?
Brewster's Millions.
No reason.
Not just a game anymore.
Yeah. It's not Street Fighter, because that's a game.
DOA?
No reason.
Oh.
You're closing in on it, though.
Double Dragon?
Oh, good for you.
Double Dragon. That's
like going through our video game
Double
movies.
Dragon. All right, here we go. No gun, no knife, no equal. No gun, no knife, no equal.
Blah.
Yeah.
Gymkata.
No reason.
Damn it.
That's okay. Because
he didn't have a good gun or a knife.
Yeah. No, it's true. That's true. Think back. Oh, so very long ago. No gun, no knife, no equal. Did have a couple of sticks, though. Beat the crap out of a couch. No?
Charlie Murphy?
No. It was the perfect weapon, you guys.
I couldn't think of it.
That's all right.
When you said that, when he said sticks, I'm like, yes.
The perfect weapon.
The perfect.
Is that the one where you guys got all the backlash about the kick in the air?
Air karate in the living room? Yeah.
You know, kata's an Olympic sport. I was like, that happened last freaking Olympics. It's never been before.
All right, here we go. Last one. You guys got this. I have all the faith in the world in you. They've made our world their battleground. Yeah.
Battlefield Earth.
We haven't done Battlefield Earth.
I don't know.
They've made our world their battleground.
This is only BMR, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is only BMR. Right. What were you thinking?
I was thinking They Live.
Oh, They Live. No. Yeah. They've made the world, our world, their battleground.
Predator the Musical?
I wish. No.
No reason.
Guys.
Like I said, I'm going to be terrible at this.
Bro. Come on. You got to have this one. Think about which one, where the Earth was a battleground.
Battlefield Earth?
Yeah. Robot jocks.
No.
No reason.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this, guys. I'm going to start crying. I'm laughing.
The world was a battleground.
They made our world their battleground.
Suburban Commando?
No.
Howard the Duck?
No. Although they didn't get Howard the Duck earlier. Kurt didn't even get that one. Oh, gosh. Man. All right. I'm going to reveal this, and then I'm going to literally throw a flip-flop at all three of you.
Oh, what episode we do today?
It's not Dragonheart.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. 3 seconds.
Dragon Wars.
Yes, freaking Dragon Wars.
I wasn't there for that.
Did. Like 2 weeks ago, Clint.
I didn't see the f***ing poster. But when did I see the f***ing poster for the
movie, template? But what movie was there a battleground on?
That wasn't
Earth?
A battleground. There was one freaking stupid building that sucked. Korean Mordor. We saw half a town in the whole thing. It wasn't a
this
world.
This is why it's so funny is there was no battle. It was just ground.
Right.
That's all right.
I never saw the poster. I never saw a tagline.
All right, guys. Well, look, I hope you've enjoyed this look back at our 150, the first 149 movies we did anyway, because this wasn't Batman versus Superman wasn't on here. But I had a good time looking back. And it just, you know what I love about this? It reinforces that even though we've covered these movies, we know dick about them all. And that's the way it should be.
We barely knew anything about them when we talked about
them. That's what I'm saying.
Let alone.
So I'm actually thrilled this is how this all shook out, because we've maintained our status as the worst movie podcast ever recorded. And so you guys feel free to share your thoughts, but I just want to say thank you guys for 150 episodes. It's because of you that we've put out this many episodes. If we put out 20 episodes and nobody cared, if we put out another 20 and people cared even less, we'd find something else to do, you know? But it's because of how you guys have responded. It's because of how you guys have embraced the show and just continue to have fun with it. I don't know about you guys, but my heart's filled with gratitude. So thank you.
Yeah, same. Like the last few years before we started doing show, we're what going on 3 years now of this, but I hadn't I'd only really watched like good movies of blockbusters that would come out that everybody would say, although you got to see it, so great, right? And there'd be a few bad ones I enjoyed, and as we've gone through, some of them made it in the catalog that I've forgotten about. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And we found so many other, not so many, like we haven't found a ton, but some diamonds in a rough type movies, which it's been really cool. But I think echo what you said, without you all listening, we wouldn't keep doing this. We've got, families and work and everything else and stuff we could be doing around our house instead of in here recording episodes. So thank you for listening. Keep listening. We appreciate y'all.
I mean, this is 3 hours a week. I'm not eating chips. I mean, that's got to be a good thing for somebody. Not the chip manufacturers,
Although, if you remember, there's never an empty bag or a full bag of chips.
Well,
in here.
No, that's just a bag of chips wouldn't last very long.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
I just saw Frito-Lay's numbers. Chip sales are down. So,
but just think.
So I guess it is bad for some people.
It's bad for somebody.
Think about how Bad Movies Rule has impacted your life. Think of how much culture you've brought into your life having to sit and watch these incredible films like Solar Babies and,
what I think about is how much more time I spend at home with my family when they're in a different room because of this.
You got to bring them in.
Right.
You got to bring them in and say, hey, Dragon Wars, guys, come on. Come on. Come and sit and watch.
Come watch D-Wars. Kids blast. Still awake.
Usually it's, what the hell are you watching? And I say, I don't even know.
That's true. Breaking? Come on. I start thinking back at some of these movies that we've covered, like The Hands of Steel, Rolling Vengeance, Condor Man, Vindicator.
Vindicator.
It's just like, it's been a blast, man.
Winners take all.
I never would have watched these movies without this show.
No.
Never in a million years. So for every Dragon Wars that I have to sit through,
there's a Gymkhana.
It's okay because there's a Gymkhana or there's something
Hands
else.
Hands of Steel or Robot Jocks.
Like,
or
Winners Take All. Winners where I'm just like, yes, yes, yes. Rolling Vengeance. That was one of the coolest
flicks.
Dude,
that movie.
How far back are we going? This is like episode 11.
Yeah.
She really sat on that rock.
That's a Megaforce.
Megaforce.
Right.
Son. I might not have been.
I love your bread. Right? Bob said, I love your bread.
Ciabatta bread.
I mean, come on. This has just been just a blast. So, again, thank you guys. And here's to the next 150. You know, someday we'll be sitting here doing episode 300, trying to I mean, however we end up celebrating that. We're going to do taglines. This was the one time we did that. We'll do something else on the next one, but it's going to be fun.
We can share some Metamucil.
By that point. Yeah, well,
three more years.
We're still be in our 40s.
Wow. So. I'm hoping to retire about that.
By that point, we'll see. If we're retired on Metamucil, you know, if we can hit 1,000 episodes before I die, I think I'll be a happy person.
Holy cow.
Well, you heard it here first. We're doing 2 a week. No.
That's only another 850 episodes.
Right.
So what's that? That's 10 years?
10 years?
No, like 13-ish.
Perfect. Like, so by the time I'm 57.
20 a year.
Yeah. By the time I'm 57, we can get 1,000 episodes in. Oh. Before we're 60. Yeah. We can do it, guys.
Is anybody going to care?
Come on, guys.
They're going to be beaming this stuff straight into people's brains by then. There won't even be podcasts.
Maybe. We'll see.
This will be the dead format by the time we get to 1,000 episodes.
Once everybody has...
Oh, my God. Why are they wearing those things on their ears?
By the time everyone has Elon's brain chip, they'll just be hearing us in their heads.
They'll just be walking down the street and it'll just beam in.
Yeah.
The whole episode all in a second. Right. They just access it through memory.
They'll tell their brain, you know, check for a new Bad Movies Rule episode, and it'll just come into their heads.
That's messed up,
bro. I know, man. I can't wait.
If you're listening to this 15 years from now,
yeah,
I'm inside you.
Whoa. You got to set a timer and have your wife listen.
And exactly 15 years from now.
On that, we will end. Thank you guys for 150 episodes. And I'm sure the show will look a lot different 100 episodes from now. It looks a lot different 100 episodes ago. So hopefully this thing keeps evolving and keeps growing. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. But we're going to keep doing it until you stop caring.
Oh, we don't care if they keep caring. Somebody else has to.
Someone will care.
Yeah. Until nobody cares. How about that? Until nobody cares. And then it'll just be me in my closet telling my clothes, my opinions on bad movies.
Back in the closet?
Yeah. I'm going back in the closet.
Back in.
Never to emerge again.
Just strung out from bad movies. Just
That's
can't
right.
take anymore.
So like rocking back
Let's
and forth.
Let's do it.